Okay.
તમને બતા છે ને એક સોફ્ટવેર છે ક્લિપ ગ્રેબ કરીને છે એ તમે ડાઉન કરો ક્લિપ CLIP GRAB
ઓકે
એ ડાઉન કરો
પછી
સપોઝ કે તમે યુટ્યુબ પર જાઓ લિંક
હતી
હું છે ને એટલે હું આ બધું રેકોર્ડ જ કરું છું અમારો આખો પ્રોગ્રામ સોફ્ટવેર છે મારી પાસે એટલે આજે આમાંથી જાય એ પછી રેકોર્ડ થાય અને ઓનલાઈન પણ જાય એટલે તમારે શું કહેવાનું નહીં તો છે ને આઈપોડ કે કમ્પ્યુટર અહીંયા લગાડી દેવાનું અને એનું જે બધું આવે ને એ રેકોર્ડ કરી દેવાનું બીજી બધી માથા કરી નહીં બહુ ઇઝી છે
નમસ્તે Namaste, good afternoon, H-Town and all who are listening online, wherever you are, namaste and pranam to the divine in you. You are now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m., authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharm. It is a spirit chill time. I'm your host, Geeta, the divine song, Ravula. You can listen to us online at masalaradio.com. or on our 24/7 online radio, sanatanhinducenter.org. Today's program is going to be very, 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 very well. You have to listen to it and tell us how it is. So stay tuned. We'll be here till 2 p.m. Lots of great music, great info, and great things. And we dedicate this program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambadiji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it is a way of life. Today is March 13th and sunrise was at 7:36 a.m. Of course, we lost 1 hour. And Shukla Paksha, and today's Tithi is Shashti, Nakshatra is Kritika. So if you are fasting on Ekadasi for spiritual reasons or for physical reasons, next Ekadasi is on Friday, March 18th. And Parana time, the time you break your fast, is on 19th. That is March 19th, between 7:29 a.m. to 9:53 a.m. Ekadasi Tithi begins at 11:08 p.m. on March 17th and ends at 11:49 p.m. March 18th. So stay tuned, guys. And with me in the studio is Sri the Fortune Rahula.
Namaste, all.
Namaste.
We have Rakesh Bhai too.
Yes.
Namaste, Rakesh. Our guest host.
Namaste.
Divana, the blessing Donti, is also here. I don't know what she's going to bless us all today with. So, Sriji, what's today's program?
First, acknowledging our sponsors. Sanatan, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and lots of our dedicated supporters. You can be also, if you haven't been supporting us, you can also be a supporter by calling 832-361-0625, 832-361-0625, or you're just a writing person, you can email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Shortly, you just heard her, your host Geeta, the divine song Rahula, will take you on an awe-inspiring enquest of Hinduism. Experience your favorites lively Bhagavad Gita. In Dhruvtara Riddle time, we ask you, you call, tell, and win an e-gift card. Hinduism basics, plain and simple. Prayer online for the welfare of the world. And here she is, your host Tara, the star Narasimhan, in the second half. She's back, guys, after last week break.
We missed you last week.
She will.
Welcome to you too.
Yeah, she will engage and energize you with deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Know what's going on in temple times at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Houston happenings by Hindus of Greater Houston. Get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism. Today's topic, very, very interesting.
It is right.
Rituals in Hindu Dharma. Whenever you go to a temple, this is what you see.
Thank
you. So you can call us, tell us your experiences, or just give us a shout out at that time. And enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs customized for you by Geetaji and Taraji. Send in your song request to hinduismradio@gmail.com. We have an amazing, amazing show lined up for you listeners today. Stay tuned, new energy, new experience on Hinduism. Stay with us, you're about to enter a no conflict zone.
Before we get into the Bhagavad Gita, lively Bhagavad Gita segment, I would like to play a beautiful song for all Hanuman Bhaktas out there.
Who?
Yes, Hanuman Bhaktas out there. Here you go. And this song is brought to you by none other than Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates Dashara Diwali Festival in a grand way in Skeeter Stadium in Sugarland, our own Skeeter Stadium. So, mark your calendar. It's like maybe 6 months away, but it's going to be on October 15th. Thank you. Let me pray to the one who is swift as thought, the one who is more powerful than the wind, the one who has conquered his senses, the one who is supreme among all intelligent beings. The son of wind god, the commander of the army of forest creatures, let me find protection in Lord Rama's messenger, the incomparable Lord Hanuman. Please accept my prayers at your feet. And if you invoke Lord Hanuman, listeners, what's going to happen? All your negativities will be gone. Why? Because Hanuman is an ocean of positives. Just invocation of his energy will start showing his effect. Lord Hanuman is so great that he never says no to anyone. He's removed Sita Mata's shok, sorrow. He can remove our sorrow too. He can destroy our sorrow. All you have to say is to ask for protection and he will deliver us from all pains. So to please him, all you have to say is, all you have to say is, Sridhar ji, all you have to say is to please Hanuman ji.
Yeah.
Ram, Ram, Sita Ram, 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 Sita Ram. Or you will please Hanumanji as well as Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA is bringing you this song. So kush karo Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA and Hanumanji ko Jai Jai Hanuman Jai Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. It's off, yeah. The speaker is not connected. Shortly away, Bhagavad Gita segment, followed by Q Time, Hinduism Basics, Meenakshi Temple segment, In Quest of Hinduism. Sitaya Pataye Namaha, Sita's husband, we bow down to you, Ramchandra. You really have impressed us. You are a really, really chill God. Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. radio show on Sanatan Dharma of Hinduism. My name is Geeta, the divine song Rahula, along with Sri the Fortune Rahula and Tara the Star Narasimhan with you here. We'll be here till 2 p.m. And now let's explore a couple of slokas from Bhagavad Gita. What is Gita? For me, it's a beautiful, blissful, enlightening song, but Gita literally means divine song, Bhagavad Gita. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjun about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, 3 hours from New Delhi, India. Sri Krishna reveals to Arjun self-knowledge that benefits everybody, irrespective of which faith you belong. This divine song is in the form of 18 chapters that contain a total of 700 shlokas or verses. Each shloka contains about 12 to 20 words, but we are only going to do it in English, to just chant the Sanskrit slokas, but the meaning will be in English. But I should say that due to its Gita's profundity, Bhagavad Gita's profundity, it's been quoted by so many scientists, philosophers all over the world. So let's now invoke our gurus, our acharyas, who have brought this Krishna's Gita to us and also invoke Sri Krishna before starting Bhagavad Gita and offer our gratitude, deepest gratitude and respects to them. Shuklam varadharam vishnum sasivarnam chaturbhujam rasannavadanam dhyayet sarva vighnopasantaye om asmat gurubhyo namaha. I bow down to my guru with all humility. Yasya dvirada vatratyah parishatyah parasatam vighnam nighnanti satatam vishvaksenam tamashraye vyasam vasishtha naptaram sikte pautramakalmasam parasaratmajam vande sukatatam taponidhim samyanyaya kalapena mahata bharatena cha upabhrumhita vedaya namo vyasaya vishnave. Let's now invoke our beloved, beloved, blissful God, Sri Krishna. Sarathyam archinasyajo kurvan gitamrutam dado lokatrayopakaraya tasmai krishnatmane namaha krishnam kamalapatraksham punyasravanakirtanam Vasudevam jagadyonim naumi narayanam harim krishnayaya devendraya jnana mudraya yogine nathaya rukminisaya namo vedanta vedine. Now let's jump into chapter 2 Bhagavad Gita. Last week we spoke about how three gunas influence us. Traigunya vishaya vedaha nistraigunyo bhavarjuna nirdvandvo nitya satvasto niryoga kshema atmavan. So Vedas tell about these three qualities of nature. What are they? Sattva, which is goodness. Tamas, which is ignorance, laziness, and rajas, you can categorize into passion and action. Krishna tells us to raise above these three qualities, three gunas, and duality, the dvandvas also, and earn for truth. Being detached from these materialistic things, know about yourself, the truth, the absolute truth. We also talked about the dvandvas we've been talking about dvandvas for about 4 weeks now, which is gain and loss, happiness, suffering, treating all of them equally. So basically these three gunas are qualities that are fluctuating in different quantity and different intensity in different people. And the factors that these three gunas are influenced by are internal as well as the external conditions. So are the decisions taken by this influence of these three gunas trustworthy? We also discussed how food we eat, even the way food is prepared with negative and positive thoughts and depending upon external conditions and how we perceive them makes the three gunas in us function at a different quantity level, different intensity in different people. So Bhagavan Krishna says to become aware of these three gunas, in other words, become aware of your own moods that are influenced in many ways and raise above these three gunas and be established in truth. Next shloka is from chapter 2, 46 shloka. Yavanatta udapane sarvatasam plutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanata. What is Krishna telling in this shloka? All that is taught in the Vedas is not suitable to be practiced by everyone. Like a water reservoir, which is completely overflowing with water, is constructed for all kinds of purposes like irrigation. The thirsty person will only use enough to quench his thirst and not the entire content. So we're not going to consume the whole water, even though the ocean is available. Of course, we don't have the capacity. Only Bhagavan Krishna has that. Likewise, and some other sages, which we have to, again, go into the sages, but we'll stick to Krishna here. Likewise, what Krishna is saying is an enlightened aspirant seeking liberation will only take from Vedas that which contributes directly to liberation and nothing else. Why? Because Vedas also talk about so many other nice flowery things too, which are materialistic in nature. Nothing wrong. But the enlightened person who is an aspirant will only seek, who is seeking liberation, will only see at that content. Whatever purpose is served by a small well of water is naturally served in all respects by the ocean. Similarly, one who realizes this absolute truth also fulfills the purpose of all Vedas. So whatever utility, like, you know, the water we use for bathing, drinking, and it is served by a well also, a tank also, and many other small reservoirs of water also. All that utility is only as much as the utility which is served by an all-spreading flood of water too. That is just because ocean is big and reservoir is small. Its utility doesn't become small in any way. So whatever utility there is in a Vedic ritual, all that is also present in the utility of the right knowledge possessed by a Brahmana who has renounced the world and has completely realized the truth concerning the absolute reality. So it basically Krishna is saying whatever Vedas are telling for liberation, that is directly proportional to a person who is enlightened. So seek his guidance. So that's what gurus are for, acharyas are for, enlightened people are for. And the next shloka is a very popular shloka, which is from chapter 2, 47 shloka. I'm sure most of you know this shloka. Karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala heturbhu ma te sangostva karmani. Very, very popular shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Wherever karma yoga is spoke about, the shloka is referred there. The shloka is talking about four things. The first one, you are only entitled to do your karma, your duty. Karmanyeva adhikaraste, adhikaraha. What are you adhikar of? Only your karma, your duty. Not for enjoying the fruits. Second one is saying you're not entitled to do karma and enjoy the fruits. You don't have that right. Third one it is telling is motive of your actions shouldn't be for a reward. And the fourth one this shloka tells is also do not be attached to inaction. Just because you're not expecting rewards, or you're told by Krishna not to expect rewards, then you shouldn't think, oh, what's it in there for me? And don't be attached to inaction that way. You still have to act. Do your karma. Do your duty. Do your all daily things that you're doing for your wife, especially take her to shopping and all that. Okay. I know a lot of girls will be happy. So we can remind our husbands to take us to shopping, do your duty and all the survival things. And also don't forget the enlightening things too. That is food for mind. So if you follow all these four, then we are practicing karma yoga. Any work that is done with a motivation for some reward becomes a cause of a bondage. But the acts done without any motive for a reward becomes a form of worship and a means for liberation. Isn't that cool? So do not initiate work with the idea of reaping their fruits. That's what Krishna is saying. Even when you who are established in pure sattva and are desirous of liberation perform acts, you should not look up upon yourself as the doer. So even if you're seeking for liberation, you should not think that I am, seeking for liberation. I am doing this. I am doing that. You are always considered not a doer. Always God is considered the doer. So that is the attitude of the karma yogi. So you can apply that to shopping also. You are taking your wife to shopping and you are not making a shop. God is making a shop. Okay. Taraji liked it. Let's look at the practical example like we always do. Like if you're playing a sport, right? Say soccer or cricket or tennis. If you play with an intention of getting more scored, you'll be tensed while playing. And if you win or lose, you'll be affected either way. Joy or sorrow again. If you're playing with intent of reaping a fruit, you're bonded. If you play for enjoyment, not attached with the result whatsoever, and merely focused on the best of your ability, there is no tension and you find it most enjoyable. And your performance also will be at your best. So similarly, when you're dancing, singing, shopping, just focus on your best ability. Okay, shopping really doesn't apply. Your husband will be mad. Just focus on your best ability and not on the reward. It becomes a liberating experience. Whatever you're involved with, any action that you're involved with, if you do focus on your best of the ability and not on the reward, it becomes a liberating experience, and you can apply this to any work that you're doing, even at your work, at your job, without expecting a reward from your boss. Do to the best of your ability. Then this becomes yoga. Next shloka, Bhagwan Krishna talks about what is yoga. We'll look into it next week with our beloved all mischief Yoganand. What is he going to tell about yoga that is very popular now? Let's listen next week. Let's chant the closing shlokas and proceed to our most exciting time, that is Q time, Dhruv Tara time, with Sri the Fortune Traveler, sponsored by Vedic Fair 2016. The closing shlokas are Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva, Eko Mantra Tasya Namani Yani, Karma Apyekam Tasya Devasya Seva. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि श्रीमन्नारायणायेति समर्पयामि सर्वं श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु. Whatever we did today, all that I would like to offer to Lord Krishna's feet. And would like to take you to this beautiful song, which is, of course, who is my favorite? Meera ji. And this is Pagagunguru Band Meera Nache. After a long time, Meera ji is back, guys. So many things to decide from, and then sponsorships also we could answer. Radio sponsorship, I forgot. Thanks for correcting. So, when you're in love with divine, you become das to your boss. You don't boss around when you're in love. You become das. You become a servant, humble servant. See, Meera ji became a servant and she also drank poison. That's extremity of the das. That's what love does. You can drink poison too. That's what Bhagwan Shiv ji has done. He drank poison because he loved the world. He loved us. He loved his creation. And Sri ji, yes, exciting few time. Listeners, you're tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110, and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. And Q time, Sriji has a question for you all today, and you can call into the studio and answer. The number to call is 281-277-6874. Yes, Sriji?
Ketaji, you're super chilling today, like a melodious song.
Well, spiritual, spirit chill time. Today,
yes.
I was thinking about all listeners, and I thought, spiritual. And I thought, hey, you know, listeners have given us a lot of energy in the previous weeks, so we have to come up with the captions. It's all their energy. I thought, spiritual, it's a spirit chill time. Yes, it's a new caption, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. You chill with us. We chill with you. We all chill together. Chill, spiritual.
Very nice. See, actually, there is a lot of enthusiasm going on. Everybody seems to be very excited about the radio program now.
Yes,
and they have been giving us such positive feedback. And personally, somebody called and said, "If your show is awesome."
Wow. Thank you, Taraji. Thanks for bringing that good news.
Absolutely.
So we are going to chill our spirit even more today.
Okay.
Q time, Sriji. Yes.
And for all the lady chill spirit listeners,
uh-huh.
Okay, we accept Geeta Ji's shopping challenge.
Okay.
That's in the lighter way. Okay. And if you have just joined us and wondering what this awesome program is all about, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And when we say Hinduism, it's always new on 11:10 a.m. And we are live every Sunday just for 120 minutes, 12 to 2 p.m. also online at SanatanHinduCenter.org, and our app page by keeps reminding us you can listen in HD on SanatanHinduCenter.org. Also, for the next till 2 p.m., MasalaRadio.com. You can also call us, share, give us a shout out 281-277-6874, or give the divine a shout out at 281-277-6874. Now, we go to Q time.
Yes, what's today's question?
Yes. And in order to celebrate Sitaram Foundation and also Vedic Fair that is coming up on April 23rd in KT, Sinkuranch High School, KT, I'm going to give away this hint. We're going to concentrate on Lord Ram, the amazing
human god.
Let me call it that way. Okay, it makes it easy to connect. Okay, and today we have very simple couple of questions. Okay, the first one is, lesser known story, but here how it is. You have to call us and tell us, what is Lord Rama's elder sister? Surprised, some of you? Lord Rama had elder sisters, not only famous brothers.
I'm surprised.
Yes, a lot of you will be surprised. And it is actually a very popular name, which probably we use it a lot nowadays in
we
the
use
world.
We use it three times.
Yes, we also use it on the program. Okay.
Yes.
So the first riddle is, what is Lord Rama's elder sister's name? Simple, plain and simple. We keep it simple on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism.
The fourth brothers had an elder sister. What's her name?
Yes, way before they were born. She was instrumental in their birth.
Very beautiful,
beautiful story. Beautiful story. All the lady powers out there. What is Lord Rama's elder sister's name?
281-277-6874.
And you can win instant e-gift card sponsored by Vedic Fair happening on Saturday, April 23rd, 2016, 3:30 to 9 p.m. at Sinkuranch High School, KT, Texas.
Yes, what's the next question?
Okay, we all of us know and keep talking about Lord Ram's brothers. Okay. What are Lord Sita's sisters' names?
Wow, you know what? I was thinking of that to ask today, and you asked it.
Yes, we are celebrating Lord Rama. Everything about Lord Rama. And remember, listeners, just a simple thought from a humble host of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We want to keep it simple, nice, and so that you can participate.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, give away some information. Probably you missed it when you're brought up, or missed it as you're growing up, as you have become more intelligent and concentrating on academics.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever way, okay, enjoy with us.
And the name and the number to call is 281-277-6874. Namaste, you're on air. Namaste. Yes, Arya Joshiji.
How old are you, Arya? Oh, seven. You're 7. My God, you're so old, Arya.
And you're going to answer the question, Arya?
Which one you are taking?
Shanta.
Who is Shanta, Arya?
Lord Ram's elder sister. Wow, thanks for trying, Arya. You want to try the second question too? No, okay. Thanks for calling.
Good instruction from mom and dad. 281-277-6874. And Arya, please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your $10 gift card.
Great answer. Claps for you, Arya.
Yes, you haven't still given up on who is Lord Rama's elder sister name. So Arya has to. Yes,
it's for trying. For trying because
yes,
she's very old. Yes. 7 years old.
Yeah, so she's very old.
We need to clap for her.
Yes.
Yes. And the next question is the sisters of. Sisters of Sita, right?
Yes.
Sisters of Sita.
In the order.
In the order.
They were born.
In the order they are born.
Yes.
Okay, great. And number to call is 281-277-6874. And Namaste, Arya.
And as we wait for the callers, to warm up.
Namaste, you're on air.
It's 1, 2. Line 2.
We missed you. Call back to 281-277-6874. That is to answer two questions. One is Lord Ram's sister and Sitaji's three sisters. And we'll take another caller.
Namaste.
Namaste, you're on air. Hello. Yes, you're on air. Hello.
Okay, we missed you. Please call us back to 281-277-6874. We are taking answers to two questions. What is Lord Ram's elder sister's name? And what are the names of Lord Sitaji's sister's names? In the order they were born, or you can randomly give them two. That's fine too. 281-277-6874. The e-gift card for Dhruv Tara Quiz Stand brought to you by Ashirwad Vedic Fair. Going down, that's what they call it in modern English. Going down means it's happening on April 23rd.
Namaste, you're on air. Hello. Namaste. Namaste, you're on air. Yes. Who's this? Yes.
Namaste, Surekha ji. We'll not ask you aapka age kya hai because you sound to be an elder. So, yes. What do you want to answer today? No. Sorry. It's for everybody. We are just having some good time. That's all. Please go ahead and answer. Which one you're taking? Shanti. Okay. And do you want to take the second one too? Manvi. Okay. Thanks for calling, Surekha ji. We'll announce the right answers. And please, if you are given us the right answer, email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. Appreciate for calling and participating. Thank you.
Namaste, you're on air. Yes. Oh, call back 281-277-6874. We missed you, sorry.
Namaste, you're on air.
Namaste, you're on air. Who's this?
Yes, I would like to answer Sita's
question. 1 second. I think you went on hold. For some reason, you need to call back or let me try putting you on air. Namaste.
Can you hear us?
Sorry, you have to call back. 281-277-6874, and this time you'll be on air. Namaste, you're on air.
What's your name, sir?
Hasmukhbhai.
Hey, you called back. We missed you for some time. Okay, go ahead. Which question you are taking? Second one. Okay. Wow, Asmit Bhai. We'll tell you shortly. Please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com if you have won the e-gift card.
Call us 281-277. We are still taking answers. 281-277-6874. Thank you, Hasmukh Bhai. So the questions again, Sridharji.
What is Lord Rama's elder sister's name? And who are Lord Sitaji's sisters? Preferably in the order of
in the order. They and were this born. Q time, Dhruv Tara time, is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA and Vedic Fair 2016. That's happening on April 23rd, Saturday. Mark your calendars. Be there to see the 16 beautiful qualities of Lord Ram and so much more. Like we said, shopping too. Vedic Bazaar is there. And you have a lot of Indian heritage presentations going on, drama, Vedic Walk by Kids. You can see Ikshvaku's, the Rama's dynasty there, and a beautiful, beautiful play directed by Geeta, the Divine Song. This is the first time I'm announcing my name as a director for Lord Ram's, what's the play? Lord Rama.
Rama, Lord of 16.
Why is it 16?
Of his beautiful qualities.
Beautiful qualities. And thank you, Sri Sita.
That's one of the questions that will come up, listeners. We are preparing you in advance because they are beautiful, beautiful, amazing qualities.
For me, he's a chill god.
Yeah, he is.
Spirit chill. Yes. Chill god, Rama.
Yes. Shodasha.
Yeah, Shodasha. The 16 beautiful, beautiful qualities of Ram. If you missed even one quality, oh my god, you're not chill. That's what I consider myself.
No, I consider Geeta ji, because since I'm on the other side, I consider if you try, you're too cool. You're very, very cool.
Just listening to them.
Yes.
Just listening to them.
Yes. Shravanam. So all our listeners are very, very cool.
Shravanam. Remember, we do the Shravanam. We do the Kirtanam of Ramji's 16 qualities and you do the Shravanam, listeners. You've been doing and giving us a lot of energy. Keep doing that. Thank you. And answer the questions. A few more calls, maybe a couple of minutes, and we're going to end Q time. Dhruv Tara segment will be off for today. 281-277-6874. We need Ramji's elder sister's name and Sitaji's three sisters in the order that they are born.
Okay. We'll jump into the answer for the second one, which is
you're
popular.
Okay.
Yes, we'll give away. Okay. We are ready to give away. Okay, Sitaji. Sitaji had three foster sisters. Remember, she is born out of Mother Earth. Okay? So, our foster parents are King Janaka, Siradvaj, and Sunaina.
Yes.
Right? Beautiful parents. Dad was like a Raja Yogi or Raja Rishi, I think. He is, a learned king. And her sisters' names are in the order. And they were all married to Lord Ram's brothers. That's cool too.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Urmila, who slept right through the Vanvas.
Can I take this call, Sriji?
Please.
Namaste, you're on air. Yes, namaste.
Who is this?
Hello. Hello. Jai Sri Ram. Jai Hanuman.
We missed you. 281-277-6874. We continue.
Yes, you want to speak? Okay, no problem.
Okay. Lord Sita's sisters' names are Urmila, married to Lakshman. Madhvi, married to Bharat. Shatrupa.
Shrutakirti, you're mixing Mahabharat with Ramayana.
Yeah, Shrutakirti, there you go. Sorry, thanks for the correction. Yeah, Shrutakirti. Married to Shatrughna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the three names. The unspoken, the unsung heroes. Lot of them in Ramayana. Lot of them. That's how Lord Ram evolved. Okay, beautiful, beautiful support system he had. And the very Very curious question. Who is Lord Rama's sister? Yes. Elder sister, born way before Lord Rama. Very beautifully, she was a warrior, very learned, and also she was ready to sacrifice. That's the beauty of that woman.
Yeah, if she was in Ayodhya, there was a saying that she cannot get, I mean, not Ayodhya, but she got married to the Rishi, right?
The Rishi.
Rishi. And yes. Rishi had to do the Yajna.
Yes.
And that Rishi was in finance. Only that Rishi could make.
The little spoken story, we all know that Lord Rama was born when King Dashrath,
yes,
you know. When King Dashrath, you know, did the penance, you know, did the ritual for, you know, bearing children. Yes, there you go. Today's request of Hinduism topic, rituals in Hindu Dharma.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. One of them you heard just now. Okay, so we are setting up, listeners. So that this is the story, very less spoken.
Come on, give the name.
Way before. Shanta.
Shanta.
Okay, so Arya Joshi. Email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. And Surekha ji, you said Shanti, we still take it. It is only difference of A and I. We still take it as a correct answer. You can email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com and claim your e-gift card.
And Hasmukh bhai also said the sister's names.
Yes, Hasmukh bhai, please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com.
There's one more caller who gave away the name.
Arya gave one. Surekha ji gave.
Both.
Yes.
Okay. For you all today. Woo. And this song again is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates the Dashara Diwali Festival in Sita Stadium in the month of October. Thank you for sponsoring us. You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and my name is Geeta, the Divine Song Ravula, in the studio with me, your host, Shri the Fortune Ravula, and Tara, the Star Narasimhan, along with guest host Divina, the Blessing, and Rakesh Bhai also is here, and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. and so many beautiful songs yet to be heard. And so much of, Hinduism Basics is coming shortly.
Yes,
Hinduism Basics is coming. And Meenakshi Temple times at 1 o'clock. Hindus of Greater Houston events. And inquest topic is really, really good. All of us know why we do rituals. Why rituals? So we're going to talk.
We all do rituals, Geetaji. Why? I don't know.
Why you don't know.
Yes,
that's what.
Yes.
And we are
that's what we're going to speak about it. Taraji is all happy.
Yes, Taraji is going to
we are setting her up.
The rituals today. And here is another beautiful, beautiful song. I'm sure you heard this song, but this is in another beautiful voice. Bhaja Govindam. Listen to this and we will go to Hinduism Basics. And today's topic is also Sriji Ritual. He's going to give the basics of
plain and simple.
Sriji's terms. This is Bhaja Govindam. Bhaja Govindam. Worship Govinda. Worship Govinda. O fool, rules of grammar will not save you at the time of your death. Shankaracharya says, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. This is written after Shankaracharya saw an old man struggling with grammar. For some reason it's not playing. Why it's playing again, J.J. Ramakrishna Hari? Okay, let me fix this.
Yes, hold on. Switch it.
Please listen to this beautiful song until I bring you Bhaja Govindam. Going to Bhaja Govindam a little later. For some reason, Bhaja Govindam doesn't want to come today. I think Shankaracharya wants us to discuss in detail, so we will proceed to Hinduism basics. Sriji, yes.
New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. If you're just joining us, we'd like to once more announce who we are. We are the New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. On 11:10 a.m. also online on masalaradio.com till 2 p.m. and at sanathanhinducenter.org in HD audio. Okay, number to call 281-277-6874, and we are live every Sunday 12 to 2 p.m. We are commercial free, brought to you by Sanathan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, Sri Meenakshi Temple. And you can reach us at 832-361-0625 or hinduismradio@gmail.com. So what we do in Hinduism Basics, plain and simple, in very few sweet words, we try to bring to you what is Hinduism as a very first fundamental step to understand a very, very highly deeper religion, Sanatan Dharma. Okay, so in Hinduism Basics, we explore what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism. If you miss that, then everything becomes a debate, everything becomes an argument. Instead of understanding, we end up on either side, and that's not really good way of looking at Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means a way of life. Okay, Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism has a variety of beliefs and practices with a certain underlying unity. Hinduism does not have a single founder. Human founder, when we say that, and its present form emerged over a vast period of time. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world who survived vast periods of time. Okay, in earlier shows, we have shared with you Hinduism basics, Brahman, Bhagwan, the world, individual reincarnation, karma, moksha, and Hinduism paths, bhakti, karma, and yoga. Today's term is aptly rituals, because in Inquest of Hinduism, we're going to talk deeper about rituals. Our guest host, Clemens High School at Devanath, the blessing Donkey's here. Like always, for a few weeks now, to walk us through rituals as a Hinduism path. So here you go. Namaste, Divina.
Namaste.
Welcome to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, Divina. So what do you have to tell us on Hinduism path rituals?
Rituals are prescribed, established as ceremonial acts or features collectively as religious services. Performing rituals correctly includes all acts of worship and leads to an occult communication with the divine and an indifference to the outer world. Rituals include festivals and fasts. As a Hinduism path, ritual can also lead to moksha.
Moksha. You talked about moksha before, right, Divina?
Yeah.
Liberation. Okay. So, Gita ji, your thoughts. Tara ji, please join. Lot of keywords. Okay. Worship. Occult communication with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rituals also include worship, festivals, fasts. And also it leads to moksha. My God. Four lines. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I tell you, when we said occult, see, occult means it's a hidden from view. You cannot see the effect of it. But it's happening. Okay. That's why it's occult communication with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
So please go ahead.
Actually, you know, when you say rituals, what I feel is that, you know, when you get up in the morning, you do certain things for certain practices. You know, when you're used to doing it as a routine manner, it becomes a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever practices you adhere to. And more so, when it comes to especially religious practices, it reinforces not only your routine way of systematic kind of an approach to it, your belief and faith makes you more firmer, takes you more in the right path and direction, but without ritualistic kind of a thing, it is difficult to do a very organized kind of a thing in our own discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is very important, and that is what Hinduism, in every stage, from the moment you are born,
yes,
even before you are born, they say certain mantras.
Yes,
they call it the Shiman. So
Those
are the Shiman mantra.
Yes.
These have so much powerful effect.
Oh yeah.
Of the person who is going to be born.
Yes.
During your birth, during your four stages of your life, and how you approach even how to get back to where you came from.
That's a very beautiful, powerful topic. Simanta is like a baby shower,
mm-hmm.
Not just the celebration, Taraji. You brought up a very interesting thing. It helps the child inside to develop his mind too.
To even come into the path.
The world. And we know of Abhimanya, who learned inside the tummy, inside the stomach,
yes.
When he was. And then we learned about Sukh Mahadev, who was inside when, you know, before he was born here, you know, he
mm-hmm.
already listened to all
yeah.
the stories.
Many of us can even pass off the ritual saying, okay, I don't understand the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
My parents asked me to come and sit down here. Why do I have to go through this? I don't know what they are doing at the temple. All that is purely, you know, our disconnect with the whole situation of what is happening around us. But everything that they do has a meaning in life.
That's
listeners, if you have a child who is a little bit disconnected, what Taraji is saying is, stay tuned. At 1:30, she's going to dig deeper on rituals in Hindu Dharma. It is very, very interesting. And we always say you are in a no conflict zone. So you have to have a clear mind to open up and listen to the divine.
Yeah, and like every week, we offer prayers from Voice of Sanatan host to people who need help or seek relief from any pain that they're suffering from. I would like to offer this prayer to Appara uncle, who's suffering right now, who's in India, and all others who need help. We would sincerely like to pray to Mr. Cosmos, Mr. Krishna, Bhagwan Krishna, or Shivji, the God. We can simply call him God Almighty, to help relieve this pain or the suffering. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Makaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.